Good morning, everyone. We are now on the record. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is Friday, 10 o'clock a.m., September 19, 2025. We have three items on today's hearing agenda. The first is a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit, and the next two items are setback variances. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding, and that just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in, and I will also formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials and have not identified any conflicts, but if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise them. With respect to the criteria that I review in assessing the applications, the conditional use permit for the ADU, the ADU has its own separate criteria, which are tailored to assessing that the use is in fact accessory, and then the conditional use permit criteria essentially look at avoidance of material detriment and the consistency with surrounding land uses, and that the ADU is adequately supported by infrastructure. In terms of the variance, I'm looking at unique conditions on the property, and so that there is no grant of special privilege, and there are set criteria in the code that I have to assess. In terms of the order of procedure, typically I will hear first from the planning department. The planning department will summarize the proposal, then I'll turn to the applicant, and the applicant can present any other additional information that they would like me to consider. And then we open the matter up for public comment. And if there is anyone who is online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on the proposal, they may do so. We are proceeding on both Zoom and in person. If at any point we have any technical issues, we'll halt the proceeding and sort those. And if at any point you cannot hear me or you cannot hear another party, please either speak up. If you're online, you can use the chat feature to contact the clerk if you have technical issues. Just don't submit anything over the chat feature that you wish me to look at, as there's no way to retain anything that is submitted. Before we get started, any procedural questions from anyone? Okay, so I think we'll get started first with the accessory dwelling unit. And Ms. Watts, I believe you are presenting all three proposals. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and I should swear you in if you can state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. So on the ADU, and this is proposed by Bruce and Jan Patterson, there are exhibits 1.1 through 1.11, which include the staff report. I've reviewed those, and those are all admitted.
All right, the Planning Division received the application for CUP 2025-013 on July 15th, 2025. The applicants, Bruce and Janet Patterson, are proposing to construct a 795 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 1.91 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Donaldson Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be within a 2,349 square foot shop that is located southwest of the existing 3,270 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant online or in the hearing room? It doesn't look like we have many people in the hearing room, so.
The applicant is online.
Okay. So I'm not sure if that is Bruce or Jan Patterson who is online, but was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department summary of your proposal?
No.
Okay. All right. And I don't have any questions for you. So is there anyone online who would like to, and of course in the hearing room, but I'm not seeing anyone who would like to comment on the proposal? I'm not seeing
anybody
anyone.
Online.
Okay. All right. Well, as noted, I have reviewed the materials that were submitted with this against the conditional use permit criteria for the ADU. I believe that the applicant has demonstrated that there is consistency with the code criteria. So I will be approving this permit. Decision on this will be out within 10 business days, probably next week, but certainly within 10 business days, and that will be emailed to the planning department, and then the planning department will email that to the applicant. Mr. Patterson, do you have any procedural questions before we move on to the next item?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you're welcome to stay for the other two items, but no need to do so as we've completed your application review. Okay, so we'll move next to variance 2025-003. This was proposed by Donald Van Zandt. I have reviewed exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.12. Those are admitted, and Ms. Watts, you may proceed when you're ready.
Okay. The Planning Division received the application for variance 2025-003 on July 28th, 2025. The applicant, Donald Van Zandt, is requesting a variance from the setback requirements to construct an attached garage to an existing residence. The proposed variance would allow the addition to encroach 22 feet into the required 25-foot setback from the rear parcel line and 5 feet from the west side property line. The variance is being requested due to the size of the property as a result of the conveyance of property to the Army Corps of Engineers after the home was initially constructed. The property is approximately 0.62 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off Donaldson Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies and comment and mailing a notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 12 findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I may have a follow-up question. It sounds like this is kind of a unique property with the Army Corps acquisition of property, but the applicant may have some additional detail on that. So, Mr. Van Sant, are you online with us?
He is not.
Okay. Let's see, is there anyone on, I see a hand raised. Was that an error? There's first name of Bruce. That may have been the last individual though, so that may be an error.
No, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry, is that Mr. Van Sant?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Let me swear you in, if you can state your name for the record again.
Donald P. Van Sant.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Was there anything that you wanted to add to the planning department's summary of your proposal?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Can you, maybe this is a question for staff, but it seems like this is kind of an unusual situation with the acquisition of by the Army Corps of the property that you're getting the setback from. Do you have any kind of background on that?
Well, due to the small size of the lot, it's basically only appropriate way that I can do what I need to do for the storage of vehicles and stuff that I have.
Yeah, it does seem like this is an unusually small lot, for this area anyway. It looks like that was compounded by the Army Corps acquisition of the property. And I know that you put in some details on that in your application, which I reviewed as well. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty straightforward. I put forth, and been as transparent as I can with it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Van Sant. Then turning back to you, Ms. Watts, is there anything that you wanted to add in terms of the Army Corps kind of acquisition of that property? That the setback is being requested from?
I don't think so. I just want to point out that it's not going to be encroaching any further into the setback than the existing home currently is. So we're not going to be increasing any sort of encroachment.
Okay. Yeah, and I did see that in the staff report. So, okay. All right. Well, I have taken a careful look at this one. I always do with variances. I do think this is a unique situation given the small size and the Army Corps ownership. So I will be approving this. The variance application decision on this will be out within 10 business days, emailed to the planning department. And then the department will forward a copy of that to you, Mr. Van Sant. Any procedural questions, Mr. Van Sant?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Van Sant, you are welcome to stay online for our last agenda item, but no requirement to do so. So we are moving to our last agenda item. This is another variance. It's a matter of VAR 2025-004, proposed by Adolfo de la Cruz. Ms. Watts, I've reviewed HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.13, which includes the staff report. Those exhibits are all admitted. Ms. Watts, you may begin your summary when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for variance 2025-004 on August 11th, 2025. The applicant, Adolfo de la Cruz, is requesting a variance from setback requirements to construct a single-family dwelling. The proposed variance would allow the dwelling to encroach 7 feet into the required 25-foot setback from a 30-foot-wide access easement on the southern portion of his property. The variance is being requested due to a county building permit review error that was discovered after the dwelling was under construction. The property is approximately 5 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Griffin Road in the Grandview area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 12 findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. No questions at this point. Mr. De La Cruz, are you online with us? Should I see him there? He's muted. Mr. De La Cruz, I know you're online with us, but I can't hear you right now.
He did mention in the chat that he is here. He must be having some audio problems.
Yeah, that would be, it looks like he's still muted. And I think the muting, I assume, is not on our end. I assume it's on his end. And Mr. De La Cruz, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but we'll give you a second here. I suppose I'll ask while we're waiting for Mr. De La Cruz if there is anyone who wanted to comment on this proposal. I don't think so, but I wanted to go ahead and check on that while we're waiting. It looks like there is no one online who wishes to comment and no one in the hearing room. Is that correct, Ms. Relia? Am I seeing what you're seeing?
You are, yes. You're correct.
Okay. All right.
He says that he can hear us.
Oh, okay. That's good. I don't think I have any questions. I think it's been cited to kind of minimize impacts. And this is an unusual shaped property, kind of this L-shaped. So there's kind of some limitations there. So I don't actually think I have any questions for Mr. De La Cruz. I didn't know if there was anything that he wanted to add though. I wonder if you all can ask him if there's anything that he wanted to add on the chat feature and just let me know.
I did, he said nothing he would like to add.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I have enough, and I like I said, I've reviewed the exhibits and compared it against the variance criteria. And I do think consistency with those variance criteria have been met. Sounds like this was a little bit of a difficult situation here. So I will be approving the variance. The decision will be out within 10 business days and emailed to the planning department and then provided to the applicant. You know, I might just check, Ms. Riley, if you could just ask him, does he have any procedural questions?
No procedural questions.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that concludes that agenda item. Mr. De La Cruz, I'm sorry we couldn't sort out the audio on that, but it sounds like we've addressed what needed to be addressed with regard to your matter. And I guess this next question is just for staff. Is there anything else we need to address this morning, or have we concluded the agenda?
We don't have anything else.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you to all of you for attending this morning's hearing. We are adjourned.